This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bill, take me into the presser today in Columbus and how it played out.
Yeah, it was, obviously bittersweet for Ohio State fans, I'm sure. You lose Urban Meyer, who, after 7 years, not unprecedented success, I can't say that, but high level of success, undefeated against Michigan, all those things. And, you know, all along I had kind of thought he would be coaching next year. But I also couched that with, if his health doesn't allow him to coach, then he can't coach. And that's where we're at. And I am a little bit surprised that, you know, Ryan Day is the interim coach, but obviously he showed, or the acting coach and now the head coach, but he obviously showed them enough that to make that so.
It doesn't sound like you have a lot of faith in that hire for the near term. Like, you don't think he's going to do a good job there?
Oh, I didn't say that. I think he can do a good job there. He did do a good job in the interim. I just think it's interesting to me on some level that they didn't open up the search. And so, obviously, Urban Meyer had his fingerprints on who the replacement would be. Meyer, he set a very high standard, and it's never easy to follow the guy that does that. I do like Brian Day's quiet confidence. I think, you know, his offensive vision was a large part of why Dwayne Haskins was so successful. But there's a lot of challenges to Ohio State for a first-time coach, and not limited to Michigan, Big Ten championships, and all those things Meyer excelled at.
I just think, not from putting words in your mouth, but from the standpoint of, I don't believe that he can follow in those footsteps and have anything but a nightmare on your hands. I mean, it's almost like, in my opinion, trying to replace Bob Knight.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, but I guess to me, and I've lived in Ohio most of my life. I moved away for a little bit. I grew up in this area, know the program well. I've always thought that, you know, Earl Bruce won games here. John Cooper won every game but one here. Jim Tressel won a lot of football games here. And people thought when Luke Fickell coached for the 1 year, it could never happen again, that they get Meyer. So I think a coach can fall out of bed and win 8 games here. It's winning those other 4 that separates the good from the great in Columbus. I hope that makes sense.
Absolutely. Bill Bender, Sporting News. Now, when he started talking about his health, tell me how that part of it went.
Well, I mean, he said that was the number one reason why this happened. And he said there were a multitude of factors, not limited to the suspension. He said that was a contributing factor, although he obviously didn't go rehash those events from the summer. And as I put it, I thought he left a little bit of wiggle room about, will he ever coach again, even though he said he's fairly certain that won't be the case. Arguments for that both ways, I suppose. Some coaches say they're done, but, you know, Scotty, we live in a world where Les Miles and Mac Brown are back on the sideline now, and I didn't think that would happen for either one of them.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Here's Carver High throwing his hat into the ring. Carver High, tell him who you like to get Urban Meyer next.
I think he'll be coaching at USC in 2 years.
That's an interest. I mean, that's one of the, you know, there's, I'll put it to you this way. I don't think he's going to go to the NFL if he were to come back. And there is a very exclusive list of schools that he would even entertain, right? So USC's of that bluest of the blue blood type school. There's a couple others in there too. So, you know, I would never say never, especially with coaches knowing their egos, how much money they can make, their competitiveness. And, you know, there aren't, I think other than Dabo or Nick Saban, there aren't others that do it better than him at this job right now.
There's no doubt the guy was a great coach with just an absolute rap sheet of nothing but wins and success. And really, Utah and then know, you look at every stop, Florida and this, it's just nothing but wins. I mean, this guy is a winner any way you slice it. But at what point did you feel ever that this was about the scandal this year and him being suspended and the Zach Smith thing and all the pressure and problems and headaches and nightmares and accusations and mudslinging that this was really the reason he's leaving?
Well, I thought the low point was at when he was suspended and they asked him about Courtney Smith. He gave a tone-deaf answer. And I honestly thought, okay, that might be it. And I don't know if we'll see him on the sideline at Ohio State again. But as Urban Meyer is very good at doing, he flipped the script a little bit. You know, you go out, he took the suspension, three games, returns, gets the team through a Purdue loss after Nick Boza withdrew from school. And then, I mean, you can't script much of a better finish. Destroying Michigan, winning another Big Ten championship, you fall short of the playoff, and his last game's in the one place that, you know, the Big Ten fan holds the most sacred at the Rose Bowl. So, I mean, he just found a way to script it. So, like I said, he leaves a little wiggle room if he decides to get back into coaching that, yeah, school, and there are plenty of schools that would be willing to take that chance.
Bill Bender, Sporting News, our good buddy. What do you think of him going out to the Rose Bowl and destroying Washington?
Well, I'm sure that team will be motivated. You remember when, you know, you had the Florida game. It was Tebow's last game, and they played Cincinnati, and that game was over when Florida got off the bus. You know, of course, there were problems a little later the next season. But, yeah, I think Dwayne Haskins, that offense, it'll open up a new chapter. Probably will be, other than the semifinals, the most watched bowl game, I would imagine, because of Meyer and Day and everything that goes into that. And, you know, certainly a big changing of the guard at Ohio State. I do think Ryan Day will be okay the first few years. The area where he's going to have to continue to excel, that Meyer did, again, better than most, if not ever, is on the recruiting front.
It seemed like all of the kids that played for this guy loved him and really loved playing for him. And I just think it's crazy the pressure in that town. Do you believe they'll ever be happy or satisfied or fulfilled as fans? Because it seems to me like from here in New York, now I went to IU, so I've been in Columbus a million times for games. And I've seen him play in big bowl games and championships and everything else. But there is an expectation there that's out of, you know, control. It's just astronomical, the expectations. Will those fans ever be happy? Like, I don't even think they wanted that guy to leave. They didn't even care that he was involved in the Zach Smith thing. They wanted him to stay, from my point of view. But how do you ever live up to this fan base? They're unpleasable.
Well, I would say there's a section like that, but there's other Ohio State fans that I grew up around that are realistic and know the terrain and know that, again, like I said, I just think it's a program where every coach can win football games, but Urban Meyer kind of raised that level. It's a debate here whether or not, you know, Jim Tressel or Urban was the better coach. I mean, Urban did a fantastic job, don't get me wrong, but Tressel did too. And when you have back-to-back coaches like that, that's why they've been the Big Ten boss for so long. That's why they've dominated the rivalry with Michigan to the point of, you know, Michigan still digging out of that hole. And, you know, they've won a couple national championships. It's kind of, you know, interesting to think of it in those terms. But this is one of the few cities, if not the only city, where Ohio State is bigger than any professional franchise that could ever be here. I can't think of too many cities with that. As you know, if you went to IU, you know how it is.
So he's been plotting this, allegedly, with Gene Smith, the AD that went through all of this this season as well with him, and Zach Smith. He basically said that they've been having these discussions for over a month.
Yeah, and that makes sense. I mean, you know, the Maryland game seems like a tipping point from the health standpoint. I mean, we were all over, I think, to some extent, overanalyzing his sideline behavior, but it was clear something wasn't right. I mean, if that's the case, and of course, you know, the Michigan game, they went in, a lot of people thought they were going to lose, but it makes sense. I mean, he is a guy that did talk about his family, wanting to spend more time there. I know he's used that line at Florida too, but, you know, that's his right. And I think the health is something, you know, he is a human being. He's not, you know, the Terminator or anything like that. And I'm not making a joke, because having a arachnoid cyst in your brain, something very serious, and hopefully he gets that taken care of.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Bill. Great stuff as always. Thanks for covering that great presser today in Columbus and coming on the bench tonight on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, well, thanks for having me on. It's been a long day, and I very much appreciate it. Thanks so much.
My man, Bill Bender, Sporting News, on the bench on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.